First, we welcome Rabbi Zsolti from Toronto. Hasn't been here for a long time, so we welcome him. It's been too long, so we're very happy to see him at who's here very very besimcha. Yesterday was Purim. Today Shushan Purim. Today is the Purim in Yerushalayim. They're celebrating Purim. And yesterday we celebrated Purim. And one of the questions about Purim is we have the Suda of Purim. And the minhag usually is to have it later in the day. Later in the day. You would think you should have it earlier in the day. Later in the day, leaning into the night. What's the idea? So the Trumas Hadeshin, one of the great poskim, just says very simply, you're so busy with all the mitzvahs of that you have to do, the shalachmanas, and here you're running the whole day. You know, so it ends up being later in the day. That's one explanation. But the Chasam Sofer had a grandson of Shimon Sofer, who was killed in Auschwitz at age 95. And he was a big Rav. Shimon Sofer, he wrote a sefer called Hisoros Tshuva. And he says a new pshat of why we have the Suda later in the day. And he says the following. You know, sometimes we have Purim on Friday, and in Jerusalem, they can have Purim when? On Shabbos. And the question is, when do they have the Suda when Purim is on Shabbos? So I would have told you, have it on Shabbos. Why not? Have the Suda on Shabbos when the rest of Purim is. And that's how some poskim hold, but the minhag is not like that way. The minhag is, that's called the Purim Meshulash, to have the Suda on Sunday. If Purim falls out on Yerushalayim on Shabbos, they don't have the Suda on Shabbos. They have the Suda on Sunday, which is already the 16th. That's very strange. Because why? The 16th, that's already Lo Yavor. That's already past the time. But yet, that's the minhag. That's clearly the minhag. And why is it so? The Yerushalmi says, the reason is, because, and the way the Korban Eder explains, is because if you can have a Suda's Purim on Shabbos, it's not going to be noticeable that it's a Suda's Purim. Because you eat a Suda every Shabbos, and a Suda's Purim has to be noticeable that it's something special for Purim. So you can't have a Suda's Purim on Shabbos. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So says the grandson of the Chasam Sofer, the same thing. If you're going to have the Suda's Purim in the morning or lunchtime, you eat every morning you eat a meal. But you have it later in the day when it's not really the nighttime, it's not really the time you have dinner, it's not really when you have breakfast. So you're having the time of day where you normally don't have a meal, so then it's going to stick out that this is special for Purim. That's what he says. That became the minhag. Now I want to be mosif the following. In Yerushalayim today, they're having Purim, and they're going to have the Suda. So when Purim falls out on Friday, like it is in Yerushalayim today, usually we have the Suda what? Early in the morning, because we don't want to be too full. And, you know, you want to come into Shabbos, you shouldn't be so full. But some people have the minhag, what's called Poris Mapo Mekadesh, that they have the Suda's Purim, when it falls out on Friday, they have it late in the afternoon, going into Shabbos. Meaning, they'll eat the meal Friday afternoon late, and they'll stop once it's Shkia, once it's sunset, they'll make Kiddush, and then it becomes the Suda Shabbos. That's called Poris Mabim Chamish. Some people say that you shouldn't do that. Some poskim hold you shouldn't do that lechatchila. Some say Dafka have the minig to do that. So I was thinking today, based on the Chasam Sofer's son, grandson's chat, is that why some people Dafka do it to have the Suda today in Yerushalayim at the end of the day, at the same time they would normally have it, because they want it to still be noticeable. Who makes a Suda Friday afternoon normally? But Purim is special, so it should stand out that it's a Suda's Purim. So just like the Chasam Sofer's grandson says, we don't do it on Shabbos, Suda's Purim, because we want it to stand out. So too, on a Friday, some people have the minhag to do the Suda Dafka in the afternoon when it's a time where you normally won't make a Suda, so it should stand out as well that it's L'Kavod Purim. So I wish everyone a L'Kavod Purim, a Fel Ketushim Purim, and we should only see a lot of Simchas. We wish Avraham Bauman Gemazian Shlita Mazel Tov on his forthcoming Simcha. Ez Hashem, shall all be well. Kol Tov.